and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Brian Wilson, the leading force behind the legendary Beach Boys in the 1960s, has died.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Wilson was 82 years old. In California, law enforcement officials announced federal charges today against suspects accused of throwing Molotov cocktails at police. U.S. Attorney Bill Asaley.
Our community must be kept safe for peaceful protests and against thugs and criminals looking to start trouble.
The protests over immigration raids are spreading across the country. In Texas, the governor's deployed the National Guard. San Antonio Mayor Ron Nirenberg is urging people to protest peacefully on Saturday.
I want to acknowledge the anger and frustration that's out there with the federal government's crude interpretations of immigration law and cruel approach to human rights.
The Dow finished flat. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The budget battle continues. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says Governor Tony Evers is lying when he says Republicans won't agree to meaningful investments in education, childcare, and the UW system. Voss says Republicans are willing to make investments, just not the amount Evers wants. The Evers administration says the governor compromised on tax cuts, expecting compromise from Republicans in return. Savannah Tolme Olson has more.
Democratic State Senator Kelda Royce emphasized that education is their main priority.
Things that we've heard over and over for years are what our taxpayers and voters in every corner of the state want funded, namely our kids' education, not just public K-12, although that's important, but also childcare, early childhood education, also the universities of Wisconsin and public higher education. Now, Republicans have made it clear that tax cuts benefiting the wealthiest are their top priority, both here and in Washington, D.C.
Meanwhile, Republicans had other priorities in the Tuesday meeting of the Joint Finance Committee, including food inspection and safety. Co-chair, Republican State Senator Howard Markline.
In the Division of Animal Health, we're going to be adding three positions in that part of DADCAP. Concern there is that disease outbreaks are becoming more frequent, and we want to be prepared in the event of an outbreak.
Lawmakers also approved money for youth apprenticeship programs, workforce training grants, and for the Wisconsin Historical Society, which is building a new museum on the Capitol Square. Republicans say they're still on schedule to finish the budget by the end of the month. That's the deadline to get it all done and signed, or spending levels for municipalities, schools, and programs will remain the same. But even once they're done, the governor has the power to veto the budget or use Wisconsin's unique line item veto like he's done before. The Joint Finance Committee meets again tomorrow. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
The Brewers beat the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers and Braves series wrapping up today in Milwaukee. A recap tonight. Last night, the crew with a 4-1 win over Atlanta, thanks to home runs from Jake Bowers, Jackson Chourio, and six solid innings pitched by 24-year-old right-hander Quinn Priester.
The cutter, you know, at the top was really good today, and, you know, having that confidence in that pitch gave me some confidence. I was able to execute more often than not.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
You know, that kid has just been getting better and better, and it's credit to the front office for really picking this kid out specifically, saying we got a chance. And I remember like 3 weeks before we got him, they've done their research, and it's great to see it happen.
NFL, day two of the Packers mini camp in Green Bay. Now that Jair Alexander's been released, the team taking a look at wide receiver Bo Melton as a possible defensive back in practice. In golf, Division I State High School Golf Tournament in Madison, Peyton Elbers, a junior from Wanakee, the winner after a three-hole playoff. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms around, and lows in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, more areas of rain, mostly cloudy, a high in the mid-70s. Rain still likely Thursday night and Friday. Highs stay into the 70s. Right now it's 80.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
All right, time to visit with Melissa Baldoff as we talk climate issues. Acting FEMA chief told staff he didn't know about U.S. hurricane seasons.
What?
Speechless too.
I mean,
I love it. We're all just sitting here like, what?
If it is a joke, and I don't know that it is, it's not a funny one. We've seen more deadly hurricanes, so we have every reason to expect it will be a bad hurricane season.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome our pal and Key and Peele writer Rich Tallarico and Up North News editor Christina Laurie, and I talk fun Wisconsin stories. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
From Milwaukee to Marshfield, where passion meets purpose and policy meets people. This is the Maggie Dawn Show.
It is this moment right now, and we need people that have wealth and access to step the hell up.
Get ready to challenge the status quo with a fresh perspective on the issues that matter to you.
We can't take this as a country to have a leader who is so ill-informed and we look terrible.
Breaking down the complex world of policy and politics with clarity, conviction, and just the right amount of fun.
You got a bad sandwich at your favorite deli. What do you do about it? We can talk about whatever you want to sound off on.
Lawyer, economist, and fearless advocate for the truth. Here is Maggie Dawn.
Welcome, everybody. How you doing this, at least down here in southeastern Wisconsin, finally toasty summer afternoon? We only get a few days of summer every year. I am enjoying feeling the heat. We are going to have a hot show for you today, as we always do, stacked with incredible guests. Of course, I have to talk about the billionaire boys who apparently have made up. All's good. I don't know. If I was Elon Musk, I probably wouldn't want to be threatening the man that can pull billions and billions of dollars in, Trump's words here, not mine, government subsidies to my many fledgling companies who share value may have gone down precipitously. I don't know. We're going to talk about all of the things. We're going to talk about the new economic indicators. We are going to be talking, of course, about the mobilization, the deployment. The Marines are coming. They aren't yet in Los Angeles. They will be. We will talk about all of it and so much more. And of course, it is the last week of Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win giveaway, where you can win $100 or Brewers tickets every day during the 4 o'clock hour and get entered to win, of course, one of our grand prizes. We got summer getaways. We even include your gas money. It's all good fun. Going to Wisconsin Dells and Door County. Listen, I have to tell you, one of my favorite supper clubs is just outside of Wisconsin Dells. It's called Ishnawa. It's literally in the woods. You drive. It's very relaxing. It's a curvy road. It's beautiful. It's on a lake. And so it is only fitting that our word of the hour this afternoon is supper. S-U-P-P-E-R, as in the thing that we eat in Wisconsin. But folks on either coast don't know what we're talking about. Yes, a supper club, S-U-P-P-E-R, is the word of the hour. You got to text that in via the Civic Media app. You can get that app for free. If you don't have it, you have all hour to text it in. Download that puppy and text in the word supper, S-U-P-P-E-R. Enough of all that fun stuff and yucks. Let's get to the business of the day. We got a fine guest joining us right off the top. It is Representative Renuka Maya Dev from Assembly District 77. Welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm so happy to have you, Representative.
Thank you, Maggie. Very happy to be here with you.
And happy, finally, some summerish weather. Let's hope we can keep it.
Yes, yes. Yesterday I was wearing wool. Today I'm wearing linen. So, you know,
yes,
we're staying flexible.
Just like supper clubs, the Wisconsin thing about the weather is if you don't like it, wait 5 minutes. It'll change. Now, you were born and raised in Columbus, Ohio. I'm kind of a Milwaukee sister city. I like Columbus. I can get down there. That's a good fun spot. But you decided to run for elected office in 2024. Bless your heart, as they say in the southern parts of this country. Before we get to the reason that you're here, I just want people to get to know you a little bit. Tell us a little bit about yourself and why the heck did you decide, oh yeah, in the midst of all of this unity and just good collective feeling in our country, I know I'll run for elected office.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of work to do. I've been working for women, children, and working families all of my career. I've had the honor of working for Marion Wright Edelman, who's a civil rights leader who worked with Dr. King, you may know. And she founded the Children's Defense Fund. And so I worked for her fighting for children who can't vote, who can't lobby, they can't speak for themselves. And so I was learned from her what it means to fight back when you see injustice. And so what I saw across the country and here in Wisconsin is that, you know, our rights were at stake. The needs of women weren't being met. Actually, the last job I had before I joined the assembly in January was at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health, where I worked on maternal child health issues. And I saw things like postpartum Medicaid not being done in our state. Still not done. One of the last two, Maggie.
Oy.
Us in Arkansas. It's ridiculous. And I said, you know what? I got to run.
To all Arkansans listening, I'm sorry, but I don't really consider Arkansas the company I want my state to keep when it comes to certain statistics.
No. We don't want to be in line with Governor Huckabee on anything.
No. A couple of things. First of all, you're also have an undergrad in economics. You are also a lawyer. So I was like, why have the representative and I not done this sooner? Because we have all of these wonderful things in common. And before we get again to the specific reason that you're here, I wanted to ask you one of the most shocking things to me about Donald Trump's deportation program and the MAGA regime is what we are now seeing in immigration courts across the country. And that is immigrant children in court with no lawyer, just there. There are many things I've seen in courtrooms that have broken my heart over my 25 some years of practicing. But that, to me, was those images and hearing some of the recordings of those hearings. That's us failing. Just to get your reaction as a lifelong advocate for kids.
Yes. I mean, it's heartbreaking. And I actually did some of that work representing children in administrative court when they are unaccompanied minors. Yeah. And it's so, so sad because they're on their own and they're at the whim of our president and his cruel behavior. Yeah. It's not the principles that we're founded on in this country. I'm, in fact, a daughter of immigrants. We started the inaugural Asian caucus this year. We finally had more than one member. The first was Representative Hong from Madison.
Yes, Francesca. But now woo-hoo!
Francesca, who's terrific. Yes. She's now joined by two others. And so Representative Tenorio out of West Allis and then myself. And so we're all children of immigrants. And so it means a lot to us to be able to bring that experience to the Capitol and being able to stand up, especially in this time where we're seeing the actions coming out of Washington, D.C. are just to instill fear and are unwelcoming to our immigrant people and our family.
It is the politics of intimidation at every level, right? With the ultimate objective clearly being to intimidate people into silence, right?
That's right.
No room for dissent, which is the absolute opposite of what we aspire to be as a democracy.
That's exactly
right. And just a wee editorial note for me, Representative. I always find it interesting that the diaspora of Asian, like folks from literally swath of the globe, is like, oh, Asian. Yeah. Anyway, that is a topic for another day. Maybe we could get the entire Asian caucus on the show and talk about that. That would be so amazing. Please give my best to Representatives Hong and Terrio. Tell me, say the name of the...
Tenorio. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Angelito.
I wrote it down and can't read my own writing. But that would be absolutely amazing. Yeah. With all of that as prequel, let's get to the meat and potatoes of why you are here today.
Yeah.
You have helped spearhead some legislation that is aimed at correcting what I'm going to call system failure. Tell us about it. And then we'll talk about the odds of success in a bit. And folks, if you're just joining us, we've got Representative Renuka Mayadev of the Assembly District 77 with us, part of a group of Dems that are forwarding some new legislation. Do tell.
Yeah, yeah. So we have to fight back, right?
Yes.
So we are in unprecedented times. We're in a constitutional crisis. There's no more, are we, aren't we? We are, right? We are. And so my Democratic colleagues and I are saying we need to stand up to President Trump and the unlawful, unconstitutional behavior that's been happening since he was inaugurated. And so we have to get creative. We have to think about what can we do to fight back. And so for me, the one language that President Trump and his billionaire buddies understand is what?
Money.
They understand money. They're all about enriching themselves. That's the only reason why they're there. That's why I'm sure Mr. Musk is now making up, because the dollar signs are clear that he's going to lose money if he's not friends with the bully in chief.
Yeah, of course.
And so now they're making up. So I said, what can we do to speak their language? And that's why I authored two bills. And one of them is about really plain and simple. If you, President Trump, and your administration are holding back illegally funds that are destined for the taxpayers of Wisconsin for their essential services and the programs, then we're going to hold back a dollar that we owe you. It's really plain and simple. And, you know, taxpayers, they're smart. They understand they need to pay their we need to pay their bills. But if you're not paying your bills,
right,
we're not going to pay ours. And so the bill says we're going to one bill says we're going to hold back payments if you're withholding payments illegally from us. And then the other bill is about putting a lien on federal property to keep Wisconsin whole, to secure an interest in the monies that are due to us and Wisconsin taxpayers. If you're not going to pay our bills, you've got lots of federal property in Wisconsin. We can put a lien. And people know what a lien is.
Yes.
And so we just need to speak the language that they understand.
This I loved these bills. And apologies for calling it a bill. It's two. They operate in the same vein. And I'm going to call. I'm going to newly rename these because it smacked so much of good smart lawyering. And I'm going to put some credit at your feet there.
I love it.
These old things that we learn in our first contracts course, things like self help and making yourself whole. I'm going to call this the Wisconsinites self help make whole set of bills because
I love it.
That's what you're proposing to do. These are age-old equitable remedies that have literally existed since oldie English common law. I absolutely love it. The Make Whole Self-Help Bills, co-authored by my guest today, Representative Renuka Mayadev of Assembly District 77. Okay, now the harder part. What do you give the odds of success? Getting some good bipartisan cooperation from the MAGA regime in Madison, I'm sure.
Well, I'm sure. I mean, I should. Here's what I'll say is I should be getting my Republican colleagues on these bills because they care about their constituents, or they should. And when the USDA is holding back funds and when Head Start can't operate and their constituents can't go to work because the child care center closed because the money's not coming in. But, you know, you're right.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten any co-sponsors yet coming to my door.
We're going to talk more about these bills and the hypocrisy of claiming to be pro-taxpayer and failing to do the things to protect taxpayers and residents in the state of Wisconsin. Keep it locked. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We've got Representative Reynuka Mayadev. This discussion continues on the other side.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol, Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
This fall, build your perfect Wisconsin football game day with a mini pack. Pick any three games, including Big Ten matchups like Washington, Iowa, and Ohio State, and save while cheering on the Badgers. Big matchups, big moments, and it's all on your schedule. Football mini packs are available now. Create your custom game day experience today at UWBadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. First touchdown to the fifth quarter. There's always something to enjoy. Football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Really excited this afternoon to kick off the show with State Representative Reynuka Mayadev of Assembly District 77, one of the Democrats fighting for the regular, the me and yous of Wisconsin, and fighting back against what will be absolutely devastating cuts to essential services that Wisconsinites count on because of the big, brutal bill and the Musk of it all. It, nothing like a bunch of post-pubescent billionaire-controlled boys rummaging around in our most sensitive data and most important federal programs and taking a chainsaw to all of it. I thought there was an actual audit process that very smart people agreed to, but apparently Elon doesn't do any of that. Representative Reynuka Mayadev, please explain again. There's a pair of bills. We're going to call them the self-help make-whole legislation that you are putting forward. Just briefly again, how do they work?
Yes. So they both speak the language that President Trump and his billionaires buddy understand. Those gentlemen, Elon Musk included, care about money. And so it was important for my office to put out bills that speak the language that they do. And that's about money. So first, we know that President Trump puts out executive orders or doesn't comply with congressional appropriation. They hold back money that's supposed to be coming to Wisconsin for essential programs and services for our taxpayers. And so if they hold back the money, and we've seen it already this year, the USDA funds were delayed and held back. We've seen Head Start monies held back earlier this year.
Yeah.
We're going to hold back a dollar for every their dollar they hold back from us. We're going to hold it back from the monies that we give to the federal government. And so, and then the second bill puts would keep Wisconsin whole again, putting liens on federal property if there's monies due to us. And you may not know, Maggie, I learned a lot of this from my research that we have millions of acres of federal forests, and we have courthouses, we have lots of federal property. And so that federal property, we like it the way it is. If he starts to transfer it or sell it, we could put a lien on it and cloud that title so that the transfer is not as easy if they're holding back money for us.
I've probably hiked and camped in some of those federal forests, and they are indeed gorgeous.
Yes.
Setting my cheeky tone this afternoon aside, practically speaking, the MAGA regime in Madison, your colleagues in the assembly, and of course in the other chamber, they won't back this. They do not understand that they have an obligation to actually look forward without blinders on to the results of the big brutal bill and the Doge chainsaw approach, the actual results, the actual impacts on Wisconsinites. I get concerned because are you hearing them at all, even in private, talking about the fact that there may be a need to respond if the big brutal bill goes forward and we've got tens of thousands of people losing health care and going hungry in this state?
Yeah, I mean, I saw 250,000 people in our state will lack access to health care if this big, awful bill goes through. And so, you know, I think they acknowledge it. I think they're worried, especially the ones that are in some competitive districts.
Yes.
And now that we finally have competitive districts, we've got, you know, five or six that, you know, we would love to target. We are targeting. We'd love to win, rather.
Yes.
In 2026. And so I think they acknowledge it, but, you know, they're quiet. They're crickets. You never hear from them standing up to the bully in chief.
Yeah, that concerns me so much, especially when at the same time that chainsaw, that big brutal bill, all of those terrible impacts are happening, they're going to let childcare accounts expire. Like the things that seem to be within our grasp here in Wisconsin that would have big impacts on working families and the regular people, yes, of Wisconsin, they're turning a blind eye to.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's ludicrous. And I talk about this all the time. Child care. When I was at the Children's Defense Fund, I spent a lot of time thinking about solutions to our complex social problems. Mm-hmm. Right. And there's so much that we need to do. But child care is just the smartest thing we could do as a society. Right. Parents can work. Children can get ready for school and their life, and employers can have a reliable workforce. I mean, it's just a win-win-win, and we, yep, still don't fund it.
No, and we're sort of the cheese that stands alone, both in the state of Wisconsin, ridiculously low funding levels for, yes, childcare, and the cheese, yes, that stands alone as a nation amongst other wealthy democratic nations. We're the only freaking one that doesn't have paid parental leave, childcare guarantees, and guaranteed meal programs and healthcare for kids. Because I know it's really easy to learn when I am really hungry and sick. That's, I want to go to school and crack open my econ textbooks when I'm feeling like that. Representative, last thoughts to listeners out there across the state of Wisconsin, especially as we're rolling into No Kings Weekend. Mm-hmm. What are what's your message?
You know, we have to stand up. I am glad to see this event on Saturday. We have to have everybody raising their voice and making sure that President Trump and his administration knows that they cannot bully us into authoritarianism. And I think it's important that everyone does their part. So thank you, Maggie, for bringing these issues up for a listener.
Well, thank you, Representative, for spending some time with me. I love an econ nerd. I love lawyer nerds, too. I can't wait to have you back. That's Representative Renuka Mayadev of Assembly District 77. When we come back, we'll talk about the big, brutal bill's impact on women's and women's access to health care with the head of Planned Parenthood Wisconsin, Tanya Atkinson. So keep it locked right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. With an update in the Judge Hannah Dugan case in Milwaukee, here's Joanne Krulatz.
The Trump administration argues that charges should not be dropped against a Wisconsin judge indicted for allegedly helping a man who is in the country evade U.S. immigration agents seeking to arrest him in her courthouse. Attorneys for the U.S. Department of Justice urged a federal judge on Monday to reject a motion filed by Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Hannah Dugan seeking to dismiss the charges against her. Justice Department attorneys say dropping the charges would be unprecedented and allow judges to be above the law. A grand jury indicted Dugan on May 13th, and she pleaded not guilty ahead of a scheduled July 21st trial.
Meanwhile, Dugan's team has raised quite a bit of money to fight her case. Stuart J. Waddles has more about fundraising efforts.
Judge Hannah Dugan's legal team has raised nearly $138,000 from thousands of small donors. That's according to JS Online. Dugan is charged with concealing an individual to prevent arrest and obstruction. Prosecutors say she helped a man avoid immigration agents in her courthouse by escorting him out of a back door. Her attorneys have asked for charges to be thrown out, arguing she acted within her official judicial capacity. Federal prosecutors yesterday argued for charges to proceed.
Locally, area residents are looking forward to Bluegrass at the Lake. This three-day music festival kicks off on June 12th at Lake Wazeecha in Wisconsin Rapids. They have a full lineup of bluegrass and folk-centric bands for this family fun event. Thursday night, the music begins with Southbound at 6:30. On Friday, they'll have four bands playing from 4:30 to 11:30. And on Saturday, the music starts at noon and goes till 11:30. Touch a Truck is on Saturday from 10 to 2 and is free to the public. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. God has apparently taken a break from helping athletes win games and is focused on Hollywood. According to the Crazy Town Tribune, comedian actress Roseanne Barr is claiming God is the one who told her to send a racist tweet in 2018 that ended up getting her fired from The Conners, which was a reboot of her previous show, Roseanne. Barr says God, by telling her to tweet, helped her wake up, enabling her to be fired from The Conners because she was having nightmares about the show. So God wanted her to send a racist tweet. God still apparently made The Conners quite successful without her, which is odd. If you're like me, you're wondering what exactly is God's angle here, as the Supreme Being remained pretty hands-off when it came to other sitcoms like Seinfeld or Modern Family. Barr also admitted to being on a mixture of Ambien and alcohol on the night of the tweet, which probably made it a little harder for God to wake her. Folks, apologies are out, and nowadays it's about the double down, and this is one of the most convoluted I've ever seen. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms around, and lows in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, more areas of rain, mostly cloudy, a high in the mid-70s. Rain still likely Thursday night and Friday. Highs stay into the 70s. It's 82 right now.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be live from Shawnee, Wisconsin, where we'll be talking with some of the Democratic Party people locally about living in a red county in Wisconsin. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
My name's Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Wednesday. It is 4:30. And so it is time for Broad Appeal, where I talk to some of the most amazing broads. And I mean that in a deeply reverential and respectful way. Please don't send any angry texts about the use of said term. Before I bring on the fabulous broad that's joining me today, of course, I got to remind you all, it is time for the Civic Media Scotty Summer Giveaway Text to Win contest. Please be sure you've downloaded that Civic Media app onto your phone. It is free. And then you are going to want to text right now, or at least before 5 p.m., this word in to qualify to win this hour, $100 or Brewers tickets, and to be entered to win one of our fabulous grand prizes, including getaways to the Wisconsin Dells area and Door County. And we even pay for your gas. I mean, doesn't get any finer. And that word to win, to text in right now and before 5 o'clock, is supper. S-U-P-P-E-R, as in my favorite supper club in the state. It's just outside of Wisconsin Dells. With that business now taken care of, that is supper, S-U-P-P-E-R. Text that in now to be entered to win. It is my privilege and pleasure every time you're on the show. I've got Tanya Atkinson, the president of Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin. Welcome back, Tanya. Great to see you.
Thank you so much for having me. Nice to see you as well.
Let's start here. The big, brutal bill, I think, shows Americans that the conservative plan and the MAGA regime's plan has never been to, quote, leave it up to the states when it comes to a woman's right to choose. I think the big, brutal bill makes it 100% clear that the MAGA playbook, the Project 2025 playbook, and therefore Donald Trump's playbook, is to ensure that abortion is unavailable from California to New York and from Maine to Arizona. Tell us why, Tanya. What's in the big, brutal bill that is operating to make abortion nearly universally unavailable to varying degrees, depending on state law constructions?
Yeah. So thank you again so much for having me. And, you know, there's I would break this question into two parts, the answer into two parts. You know, what is in the bill that is that could immediately go into effect is a ban on Planned Parenthood's ability across the country to bill Medicaid for the health care that they receive. Now, Medicaid cannot be used for abortion care, except for in very, very limited circumstances. So what is in this bill specific to reproductive health care? Now, as you know, there's a lot in there about Medicaid as well. Specific to reproductive health care is this provision. Now, Planned Parenthood Wisconsin, other Planned Parenthoods, are healthcare providers. And this provision is written in a way that it only targets Planned Parenthoods. So Planned Parenthood Wisconsin is a healthcare provider. We don't get a check from the federal government that says go do good. We bill insurance. Medicaid is a form of insurance. 60% of Planned Parenthood Wisconsin's patients have Medicaid as their form of insurance. So I think that we can all do the calculation on that is that 60% or more of Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin's 50,000 patients across the state, their healthcare is at risk. So this means that, you know, it's going to have a huge impact across the state of Wisconsin. Thousands of women, people of color, rural communities. I'm from a very rural part of Wisconsin. Healthcare is very difficult to access. People with low income, people, you know, our friends, our families, our neighbors could lose access to this really critical reproductive health care as a result of what is in this bill. Now, to your point about abortion is, you know, they have made their agenda clear. And if, you know, the reality is if they're able to defund Planned Parenthoods across the country, a national abortion ban is next.
Folks, that's Tanya Atkinson, president of Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin. Something I want to lift up there, and then I'm going to bring on our other fabulous broad, who is my co-host in these segments. And that is this, under the Hatch Act, federal dollars do not fund abortions. People hear the word Planned Parenthood, the conservatives lose their mind. People who hold very, I'm going to just say, good faith religious beliefs about this. Oh, it's Planned Parenthood. Yeah, let's defund that because that's all about abortion and I don't want my tax dollars paying for it. Newsflash, not happening. What we're talking about is essential life-saving basic health care that Planned Parenthood delivers for women up and down the income spectrum, but especially for women in rural areas and lower income women. And I'll also point this out. If I had a nickel for every friend of mine while I was attending Catholic University, Marquette University, who went to Planned Parenthood for basic access to birth control and other gynecological care while they were in college, I would have an enormous pile of nickels. Planned Parenthood is essential, and the funding attacks and the big brutal bill are an abomination, to use a billionaire boy baby's term. With that, Dr. Lyerly, welcome. I know you had some urgent hospital business, so I couldn't bring you in right away at the top, but please, I'm eager to hear from you on this particular topic.
I was just taking care of women, pregnant women in a rural setting, one of those settings that will be completely kneecapped if we lose access to Medicaid. And I just want to give a shout out to Tanya and to Planned Parenthood. I was a patient. I trained at Planned Parenthood, and I've been a provider at Planned Parenthood. And I can't tell you how honored I've been to have been part of that legacy, to have been able to take care of so many people who knew that they could rely on Planned Parenthood for birth control and contraception and sexual medicine. I mean, questions that they were not comfortable asking outside of this provider that is trusted and known, and not just in our clinics in places like Sheboygan where I work, but online as well. People know that they can go to Planned Parenthood and get real good life advice that they can make good decisions to base their lives on. I also wanted to just acknowledge that, Tanya, when you were talking about the number of people with Medicaid who come to Planned Parenthood, people may not understand that Medicaid in Wisconsin isn't called Medicaid. It's called Badger Care. I think there are a lot of folks who don't really know that they are actually at risk here. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And not just for in this bill, not just for family planning and all the services that you just listed. There's a lot of attacks on Medicaid, Badger Care, right? Here in the state of Wisconsin. So thank you for lifting that up. I mean, this bill will have an indelibly negative impact on the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, it is dire straits here. I wanted to share a personal story. I had a dear friend, this was 5 years ago, who had just changed jobs. She had lost her health insurance because she had gone to a very small employer and woke up one day with extraordinary pain. She had no idea what was wrong with her or what was going on. And the only place that she could go that helped her access Badger Care. Someone sat down at a Planned Parenthood and helped her fill out her Badger Care paperwork and helped her access that. She ended up having three enormous fibroids, required surgical intervention. I don't know what would have happened to my friend. And there are millions of stories like this across the country. And thank you, Dr. Lyerly, for pointing out that even women that have a PCP or an OB-GYN may feel somewhat uncomfortable asking questions, especially in small communities, right? Like if your doc happens to know your partner, parents, husband, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And Planned Parenthood is known to be that trusted provider that will give you completely unbiased, scientifically and medically accurate information about your healthcare options. I'm like almost choking up. I know so yes. many people who have literally their lives would have been irrevocably altered in a negative way, and they weren't getting abortion care, mm-hmm. which is medical care. But I have digressed. Tanya, if you can you add a little bit of this human element to it? Because the numbers, I think people are hearing them and they don't believe them. But I think the stories of women are incredibly compelling.
Yeah. Well, and your story, really underscores the work of Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin and Planned Parenthood across the country. Because for a lot of people, Planned Parenthood Wisconsin serves as an entry point into the healthcare system. So there's the argument is like, well, people can go somewhere else, right? And it sounds logical, sure. And the reality is, think about it as a patient ourselves. If we were to, walk into our provider one day, a provider we've been seeing for a very long time, and we walk in and we're told, we're sorry, the government says that you can't see this provider anymore. That's a profound impact. We have relationships with our providers. And as an entry point of the healthcare system, Planned Parenthood Wisconsin is part of the healthcare tapestry. There is a healthcare deficit, across the entire country. And so for a person like your friend, I'm sure the team referred them somewhere else, right? Yep. To a different healthcare system. We work together. So there is not another provider that can stand in, and nor should they have to, frankly. And there's talk about, like, how does this harm Planned Parenthood? We're going to defund Planned Parenthood. No. What is happening is an attempt to take away health care from the people of Wisconsin. And, the stories are endless. I wish I could count how many times somebody has said, thank you, you caught our cancer early. Or I, sometimes get to read notes from our patients, and had a patient that many patients, but one in particular sticks with me. This person said, I knew something was wrong, right? Because we know when something is wrong with our bodies, right? I knew something was wrong. I went to provider after provider after provider, and no one listened to me. But I came to Planned Parenthood, and that provider listened to me, and they caught my cancer early. So if we think about defunding Planned Parenthood, what we need to be thinking about is if one in four women have been to a Planned Parenthood at some point in their lives, we should all look around the room and see who among our friends, our family, our loved ones aren't going to access that care. And what is that impact going to be on them as individuals, on their family, the health of the individual, the health of the community? This isn't about healthcare. It's not even about abortion. This is simply about control. There is a small minority of politicians trying to impose their beliefs on all Americans. People should be able to make their own healthcare decisions, absolutely not politicians and not the government.
Yeah, I have to say, Tanya, when I was in Sheboygan, I was so impressed with the level of respect. I don't know that we've said the word respect, but when someone would come in seeking care, we would do everything that we could to meet them where they were at and try to help them get all of the services that they needed from the very beginning, all the way through to if we needed to refer them. It was one of the most best places I've ever worked.
Yeah. Well, thank you for saying that. And you've seen firsthand how, as a provider yourself, how genuinely and authentically people care yes. about the patients that walk through the door. So this is about Wisconsinites. This is about healthcare. And thank you so much for having us on.
We're going to stick around with Tanya Atkinson, president of Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin, and Dr. Kristen Lierley, my frequent guest co-host for Broad Appeal, coming to you every Wednesday at 4:30. We continue this fine discussion on the other side about respectful, sensitive care that meets patients where they are, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We're following up on a story from last summer when Georgia's State Elections Board voted to allow county election board members to conduct their own investigations before certifying an election, potentially throwing the elections into chaos. The state Supreme Court threw out that and other fringe rules on June 10th. The Georgia Elections Board approved partisan, conspiracy-driven rules just 90 days before the 2024 election, including allowing individual members of county election boards to conduct their own reasonable inquiry before certifying an election. Another rule approved in September required a hand count of paper ballots into stacks of 50 to compare with the machine count total. Pro-voter groups challenged the rules, and last October, a district court judge ruled they were enacted too close to the election and were too disruptive. The Republican National Committee and the Georgia GOP appealed for an emergency order, which was declined until after the election. In a victory for voters, the Georgia Supreme Court found June 10th that most of the election board's new rules were not enabled by state statute. The court allowed surveillance cameras at drop boxes, but struck down most others, including reasonable inquiry investigations, post-election document examination, hand counting, and IDs for family members dropping off mail ballots. Two other rules were sent back to lower courts. We have the 96-page order at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce.
The vast majority of people on Medicaid are already working, and it is Medicaid that makes it possible for them to work. People who are disabled or have chronic illnesses, and without that health care, they would be out of the workforce. They would have no ability to participate in the economy, and now they can. Medicaid is one of the greatest workforce programs this country has ever built, and they are trying to dismantle it, and with it, they're going to take people's lives and economic security.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're not every woman, but we're three fabulous broads for this Wednesday's edition of Broad Appeal. I've got the fabulous Tanya Atkinson, president of Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin. And with me, as I always hope every Wednesday morning, gee whiz, I hope I get to see Kristen today, Dr. Kristen Lierley. If you would like to see the three fabulous broads, you can always watch us on Civic Media's YouTube channel, also at Maggie Dawn Show on Insta, X, and the Book of Faces. It is our last segment of the hour to text in to win in Civic Media's Scotty Summer statewide giveaway. This hour giving away either $100 or Brewers Club level tickets, and your text in this hour will also qualify you to win one of our grand prize getaways, including gas money, which is amazing, to either Wisconsin Dells or Door County, two of my favorite places in the state. I call it Wis Vegas, but I do it with love. That word to text in on the Civic Media app, not the regular way, but got to do it on the app, is supper, S-U-P-P-E-R, as in supper clubs are a Wisconsin classical tradition. Ladies, before the break, we were talking about the big, brutal bill and its attempts to target Planned Parenthood, an organization, for those that don't know, and sometimes I think avoid knowing, provides essential, basic healthcare for women in every single community across the country, filling critical healthcare shortages, especially in rural communities, and providing that care in a sensitive way that meets female patients and other patients exactly where they are. That is one of the hallmarks of every single one of my friends that's ever been in a Planned Parenthood. They always felt like that was a safe environment, and they didn't feel judged. And that is not always the case in doctor-patient relationships. Sorry to say, they're not all like Dr. Kristen Lierley, who just talked to another fabulous broad, one of my personal heroes, Senator Elizabeth Warren, about the new MAGA regime's murder bill. Tell us more, Dr. Lierley.
Yeah, I just got off a call with Senator Warren. We talked about the MAGA murder bill, the bill that will take health care away from thousands of Wisconsinites. It'll shut down rural hospitals. I mean, let's be honest, yes. So many rural hospitals depend on Medicaid in order to keep their doors open. This is not going to make people healthier. Cutting health care doesn't cut sickness. And I think that's really important to acknowledge here. But one of the things that I walked away from this conversation with was, we talk about this stuff all the time because it's pretty consuming in our world, but only one in four people know what's happening with this bill. There's a lot of room for us to get the message out. And when we get the message out, it's important for us to use terminology that people understand, like Badger Care instead of Medicaid, so people know that we're talking about them. We really have to bring it home for people. We can't wait until the effects hit home and they're suffering. It's too late then. Now is the time to have these conversations. So we're so grateful to have you here, Tanya, to really highlight what's happening with Planned Parenthood here in Wisconsin.
Great. And thank you, Dr. Lierley. And really grateful for the reminder that in our amazing state of Wisconsin, we call Medicaid Badger Care. So thank you for that reminder.
Mm-hmm. I promise you, every single person that can hear my voice right now, whether you're watching this on a podcast, on Apple Pods or Spotify or live right now, you know someone that you love that is on Badger Care right now. You know someone that you love that will get administratively written off of Badger Care. And the point that Dr. Lierley made just a moment ago is essential. And I want to ask you about the impacts of this on infant and maternal mortality, Tanya, because here's the deal. Human beings always demand health care. We need health care. Because you eliminate healthcare doesn't mean that people don't need it. What ends up happening is they don't get the care they need and the time that they need, and they don't get preventative care. So we end up in where, everyone together now? Hospitals. We end up dying more. We're sicker, which, guess what? Drives up what? Everyone together in the back of the class, premiums and deductibles and the overall cost. We spend more per capita than any other developed democracy in the world and get worse outcomes, and our maternal and infant mortality is getting worse. What's going on, Tanya? Why is that the case?
Well,
so many reasons.
You know, yeah, there's so many reasons. You know, I think you've both named it. The reality is this isn't about healthcare. This provision isn't about healthcare. It's not about abortion. It's about control. And there's this small minority of politicians that are trying to impose their beliefs on all Americans. Right now, in this big insert adjective bill, politicians are making some of the biggest cuts to healthcare, including Medicaid and defunding Planned Parenthood, which again is not defunding Planned Parenthood. It is taking away health care from Wisconsinites just so billionaires can get more tax breaks. That's what's happening right in front of us live. And really briefly to your point about, infant and maternal health, Wisconsin has got some of the largest inequities when it comes to Black maternal health. It is at crisis levels. And, you know, that is not the Wisconsin I grew up in. You can tell from the accent. That is not the Wisconsin I grew up in. We can do better. And we need to demand our local politicians do better. So everybody should contact their congressional representative, definitely Senator Johnson, definitely Senator Baldwin, and let them know how much you care. Let your friends know what's going on.
It's the MAGA murder bill.
MAGA murder bill.
It is the MAGA murder bill. It will not work. No one will be better off. It will just cost us more for worse outcomes. Bottom line. And the hypocrisy of it all from folks that call themselves pro-life speaks for itself. My big, big thanks to Tanya Atkinson, president of Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin, and my I always hope every Wednesday co-host for this segment called Broad Appeal, Dr. Kristen Lierley, host of the Dr. Kristen Lierley show on Saturdays and Sundays on WGBW in Green Bay. I will talk to you next week, Dr. Lierley. And Tanya, great to see you. We will talk again soon. Everybody, you got 30 seconds to text in the word to win supper, SUPPER, and have some summer fun on Civic Media. We'll be back after the top of the hour with another fine guest talking about the economy. Is it really better, or is Trump just full of it? You can take a guess. We discuss next.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump says a deal has been reached with China in the trade war. The U.S. will get rare earth minerals Chinese students can study in the U.S. But economist Gus Fauché says the tariffs remain.
This is going to lead to higher prices for Americans. The tariffs on China are much higher than they were at the beginning of the year. They're not quite as onerous as they were a few weeks ago.
Beach Boys co-founder Brian Wilson has died. Anthony DeCurtis of Rolling Stone says their sound influenced Americans for decades.
They kind of articulated a vision of California freedom in the early 60s that in many ways still lasts.
The White House continued to defend the deployment of troops to Los Angeles. Press Secretary Caroline Levitt.
President Trump promised to carry out the largest mass deportation campaign in American history.